Let's look at this dress now. Move to the case on your left to find out about the beautiful yellow silk dress, also worn by Marjorie Jackson. 3. The yellow polonaise. This dress is also well preserved, but the team found a number of issues on close examination. The silk on the front of the dress had faded by being exposed to light. If you look at the back of the dress, you can see how bright the colour would have been. The hem of the skirt was also soiled from being worn and coming into contact with the floor. This was, and still is, a common problem with long skirts. Conservators hoovered this dress to remove dust and put it briefly in a bath of water. Once it was wet, they quickly took it out to stop the natural yellow dye from bleeding. They left the dress to dry naturally and removed any deep creases with blotting paper and weights. As you can see, the result is a much brighter silk. The conservators discovered a fascinating feature on the back of the petticoat, which we would call the skirt. It's made from a patchwork of yellow silk pieces rather than one piece of fabric. They were stitched when the dress was first made, rather than being a later addition. The thrifty dressmaker must have used up the offcuts for this part of the dress, as it wasn't going to be visible when worn. Silk like this would have been very expensive, so using up scraps in this way would have been commonplace. The conservators had to repair some of the seams joining these patchwork pieces, which had probably worked loose when Marjorie sat down in the dress. They also repaired some small splits and a hole in the silk. To do this, they made a patch from a matching piece of new silk. They placed the patch behind the damaged area and secured it in place with a special stitch called brick couching. The dress is almost all in its original condition, but conservators did discover some alterations. This is quite common in historic clothes, as they were often altered to wear again. They found machine stitching inside the bodice, where the skirt joins at the back of the waist. This must have been stitched sometime after 1860, when sewing machines were invented. Perhaps this was a repair too. Conservators discovered the hips of the petticoat were originally pleated, but were later replaced with a channel for a drawstring to gather each side instead. This had become weak over time. Also, inside the skirt, there are 6 tapes. If you look at the back of the skirt, you'll see these have been tied up, revealing the petticoat underneath. This was a fashionable style at the time, but it would have made it difficult to sit down. The dress holds further mysteries. If you look at the front of the bodice, you'll see that there are no stitch holes or a front fastening. So it's unclear how this would have actually been fastened to protect the wearer's modesty.